Hi, welcome back to my podcast. It's been a while, but I'd like to thank you for tuning in, and I pray that this message will be a blessing and an encouragement to those who hear it. Today, I will talk about rejection and what it means to be rejected. What is rejection? First of all, it's the act of refusing to accept, use, or believe in someone or something. It's the opposite of acceptance, in other words. It's the opposite of acceptance. I'd like to ask you the question, have you ever been in a conversation with someone that will not acknowledge the fact that you are even speaking to them? And when they respond to you, they're speaking about something totally unrelated to what you're saying. It's almost like you're on mute and they never heard you. This means they're not listening to you. They see you, but they don't listen to anything you have to say. And there's a reason for this kind of behavior. Some reasons why it might be difficult for that person to listen to you could include maybe you are using attacking or judgmental language. It could be your tone of voice and your body language. Also being emotionally dysregulated during the conversation, blaming, making accusations, using a very strong and loud voice, aggression, using guilt-tripping techniques, or not employing effective communication methods. So you may say, I speak sweetly and softly when I communicate. Sometimes not being heard has nothing to do with the volume of your voice. You may not feel heard when you express yourself, your wants, or your needs due to previous experiences of being ignored or rejected. Even though you communicate clearly, you may still feel as though whoever you're communicating to isn't entirely listening or understanding you. There is confusion in the communication. Sometimes the person you're trying to communicate with is focused elsewhere, and it has nothing at all to do with you, nor your sweet tone of voice. You're communicating with someone who just isn't tuned in for a number of reasons. And the list for trying to understand that kind of behavior can go on and on. The fear of rejection often has its roots in early life experiences. It could emerge from painful childhood experiences, such as being excluded by peers or feeling unloved by family members or caregivers. If you're still struggling to feel heard, here are some ideas for effective communication. Just stop talking. It's okay to go quiet when you're not being heard. Find a good book to read or spend time praying for the person you're trying to communicate with. Spend time in the Word of God. It will dispel any wrong or negative feelings that may try and develop in you because of this rejection you're getting from this person. A person who rejects someone is a person who has been rejected by others. Now, what does the Bible say about rejection? In Mark 7, verse 9, to reject someone means to despise, to refuse, to shun, to turn away from. If you reject others, you use your attitudes and actions to reveal the condition of your heart. You're the one that's in need of a spiritual heart transplant or healing. If you're constantly rejecting others, especially in a relationship or marriage. On the other hand, for the persons getting rejected, the Bible says we will experience rejection. Remember, Jesus is the stone which the builders rejected, and he has become the cornerstone, according to Acts 4:11. So with Jesus, who experienced rejection, who is our Savior and Lord, he was resurrected, and he is our foundation. So we too are resurrected after experiencing rejection. We have hope in Jesus Christ. As you face the fear of rejection, as you face the sting of being rejected, recall the truth found in God's word. You are accepted in Christ. He knows you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Jesus will never reject you because you belong to him. Now, who will want to harm you if you're eager to do good? But even if you suffer for doing what is right, God will reward you for it. So don't worry or be afraid of their threats. Instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. But do this in a gentle and a respectful way. Keep your conscience clear. Then if people speak against you, they will be ashamed when they see what a good life you live because you belong to Christ. Remember, it is better to suffer for doing good, if that is what God wants, than to suffer for doing wrong. Christ suffered for our sins once for all time. He never sinned, but he died for sinners to bring you safely home to God. He suffered physical death, but he was raised to life in the spirit, according to 1 Peter 3:13 through 18. Now let me close this in prayer. I'm not trying to be long-winded or anything, but I just wanted to share this little insight I received today on rejection. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will take that which has been rejected about any of your children dealing with rejection and use it to build them up and to build up their faith that they will put their trust in you even more. Help your children to understand that rejection will never change how much you love us. Rejection will never touch your goodness, your mercy, or your kindness. It will never make you further away from us. And it will not change the fact that we serve a living, almighty, and holy God who turned the vilest rejection in all of history, the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, into salvation for us. Thank you, Father, for accepting us through your Son, in Jesus' name. Now, as you go throughout your week, I would like for you to say to yourself, I am not rejected. I am loved and accepted by Jesus Christ. May God bless you and have a wonderful day and week in Jesus' name.